I would like to give my 2 cents on the topic consumerism.
Of consumerism.
I'm going to start talking about advantages and disadvantages of living in a global world.
World.
First of all, I think that the most important advantages of the global world are, for example, the integration of different cultures, because the more you know, the more tolerant you become, and I think that it's really important to in a social world.
For example, how are people more integrated? And you said something about knowing. What do we know more?
The cultures.
How do we know more about cultures? There are people in Britain who don't know anything about paella.
Because in the sense that immigration, for example, if you live with those people, you know about them.
For example, Spanish people go to Britain, and very often they live with other Spanish people. But sometimes, in rare circumstances, they live with foreigners. And in those situations, they will learn not only about Britain, but maybe about Italy, or maybe about Africa, or, you know, a number of countries. Somebody might come here, a British person, and they might get into a relationship with a Spanish person, and they will integrate into the culture. You know, I'm with a German girl, you know. I think increasingly we're seeing more and more mixed race children. I know I see it more often in Spain than I used to. So that's what integration of cultures is. Again, you're talking to me on this level. I want you to give me specific examples of what you're talking about. Since the European Union was formed, borders have been a lot more open, and, you know, people are mixing more. You know, this is a new phenomenon. You know, let's talk about what things have created that situation specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Another advantage is that we have free access to new technologies and information and knowledge.
What kind of new technologies, what kind of information, what kind of knowledge?
I didn't express it.
No, but if you've written down the ideas, what you know, you should know this. You haven't written it down, it doesn't mean you can't talk about it.
For example, if something is created in United States.
The United States.
You now use the internet, and you can search for anything, and you always find some kind of information, although it was...
whether it is... da igual si es this or eso. Whether it is this or this.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
it is this.
No, but what is the this? You have to substitute this.
Whether
you can find any kind of information, whether it is booking a hotel or looking for house prices. Also, since the advent of iPhones and the I generation, it's now the case that if something is successful, it explodes onto the scene. So if you take the electronic scooters at the moment, it feels like 2 weeks ago they weren't around, and now suddenly everybody's using them, and there are rental companies emerging. A big scooter company in America, I think they're operating here, Lime Bikes, the green scooters that you see, they got $350 million of funding from Google and Uber. Again, I read this on BBC News. It's incredibly fast the way that success happens in terms of technology and things like that. It seems like the next big thing in technology is going to be a billionaire business overnight.
Also, the internet allows a faster flow of information. I think that it's related to new opportunities for developing your own business. In the sense that if I want to improve gadget that I'm creating, and I doubt about the the application that I can use that gadget. Maybe
for the application that I can use that gadget for.
I can search for the last news about the latest news about this or similar, and pick up some ideas of that.
It's a bit of a strange example, but I mean, I wouldn't say that's an example that most people can relate to. I kind of sense that is your industry coming out into your monologue, but you know, you work in quite a specific industry, so you know, in terms of the average person, the average Joe,
mm-hmm.
How has the internet made life easier? What was the example that you gave at the beginning? The internet has made life easier for people to find information, did you say?
Because the internet allows me to read the latest science articles.
Okay, so you know, I work in the scientific industry, and for me it helps me to read the latest articles. If you're working in finance, you can very easily kind of see what's happening in other parts of the world in terms of finance. And, you know, anything that you want to do is simply at the click of a button in terms of the internet.
Another advantage of global world is that...
Of a global world.
A global world.
The global world.
It's that it creates a competition between companies.
Companies?
Companies.
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 Yeah.
It produces.
Sees. Produces.
The reduction in prices of goods and services.
Goods. Yeah.
And services.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take advantage of that situation.
Mm-hmm. As consumers.
As consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the disadvantages, I think that a global world in some sense may increase the disparity between developed and underdeveloped countries, because I feel that more developed countries use underdeveloped countries for their business, and
for their benefit,
and that's why sweet shops emerge, and I think that it's a food for thought.
It's a what?
Food for thought.
It's food for thought. It's food for thought.
Food for thought.
So the possibility of changing the status quo, should be food for thought.
Hmm.
Okay.
Another disadvantage is that a global war in a...
War. You're saying
war,
guerra.
World. In some way increase pollution.
In some way increases.
Increases pollution. Because it allows the free trade and the transport increases, and also
the transport increases. And also,
and as a consequence, the consumerism of petrol.
The consumption
of
petrol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When it comes to free trade, I think that it could be a problem, in the sense that it could produce the decrease of local business. And
it could produce the decrease. No, it could decrease.
It could decrease
local business.
Local business. It's all. Another disadvantage of the global of our global world.
That's it.
Is that may suppose a spread of plagues and diseases?
It may...
Suppose.
Suponer, no. It can result in... you use suponer differently than we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I suppose you use it in a different way. I assume. It can result in, is what you want to say in that context. it can lead to all of these, you know, we focus more on result in than okay.
Can result in the spread of plagues and diseases.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have suffered some of these virus spreading. Like it's.
We have experienced epidemics.
Epidemics.
Quite a few epidemics in the last few decades. For example.
The it's H1N1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you say flu.
We say bird flu.
Bird flu.
And we say swine flu. And we had mad cow disease as well.
And it also can result in the extinction of local species. And this, in fact, this is now happening.
For example?
With crabs. Turtles.
Crabs?
Yeah.
Okay, so crabs in Valencia?
Mediterranean. Yeah.
Okay, so some species.
Mediterranean turtles?
Okay, so Mediterranean turtles are dying as a consequence of.
Galapagos.
Oh, in the Galapagos?
As. Yeah.
The Galapagos is connected to the Mediterranean?
There is a turtle called.
The Galapagos turtle?
Yeah.
Okay, and it lives in the Mediterranean?
No, but it's sold in a shop.
It's sold in shops
yeah.
as pets?
Yeah.
Okay.
And people after that threw it at the.
Throw them away
yeah.
when they are fed up,
harto.
Yeah. So obviously they're dying.
They survive and kill the Mediterranean turtle.
Ah. So that's a sign of irresponsible consumerism. In a sense. Okay. Okay. I can't completely see the connection to like consumerism.